Good afternoon. I'm Jake Rusnak with VPR News. Four more people have died from COVID-19 today as Vermont counts 100 new cases statewide. The four new virus-linked deaths brings the toll of the pandemic in Vermont to 237. 29 people are now hospitalized with the virus, with four people in the ICU. As of today, just over 49% of Vermonters 16 or older have gotten at least one dose of a COVID-19 inoculation. Health Commissioner Dr. Mark Levine is strongly urging young people in Vermont to follow COVID-19 safety protocols for several more months. Levine says the percentage of new cases involving people under 30 is growing significantly as older Vermonters get vaccinated. Levine says photos of a large public event at Burlington's North Beach over the weekend alarmed him because so many people weren't distancing or wearing masks.
But I was really disappointed to see such a blatant disregard for the rules. This kind of behavior is just not okay right now. Not by young people, not by middle-aged or older adults, not by anyone.
Starting next Monday, all Vermonters 16 and over will be eligible to register for a vaccine. Officials at Vermont's second-largest hospital say it's too soon to tell whether Vermont's decision to halt the use of the one-shot Johnson & Johnson vaccine could impact how many people choose to get inoculated. Rutland Regional Medical Center has administered nearly 40,000 doses of coronavirus vaccine. Meg Oakes, Senior Director of Quality and Safety at the center, says she's hopeful the pause will not impact their future outreach.
Vaccine hesitancy, as we know, has many contributing factors, and this may well be one of them. I do think people have been pretty nimble in terms of their thinking about vaccine, and as long as they understand that what we're currently offering is considered safe, then I think they'll keep coming.
Oakes says the medical center's clinic in Rutland is only administering the Pfizer vaccine at this time. And another vote to merge the town of Essex and the village of Essex Junction failed yesterday. Preliminary results show about 4,200 votes on both sides of the question, with the merger failing by just 26 votes. The question also failed by a slim margin of just 19 votes on town meeting day. Voters in Essex Junction supported the merger in November and also voted in favor of a non-binding resolution to draft a separation charter if the merger failed. That could lead to establishing an independent city of Essex Junction. The eye on the sky sunshine today with a few afternoon clouds, chance for a shower west of the Green Mountains, highs in the 60s. Then a winter storm watch for the central Green Mountains and Windsor County, that's Thursday night through Friday. I'm Jake Rusnak with VPR News.